For decades, American policymakers have felt that too much of the nation's economy was tied to health care. After all, the U.S. spends much more of its income on health care than most other countries. The goal among many policymakers has been to reduce outlays tied to health care, with the logic being that diminished health care expenditures would free up resources for other parts of the economy. We are now beginning to learn what the economic consequences of slower healthcare growth are, and they are not unambiguously positive. Healthcare employment expanded last year more slowly than overall employment. In the past, healthcare employment has been a principal economic driver. The industry added jobs in every month from January 1990 through December 2013, except for one month in 2003. In 2001, a year of national recession, total employment shrank 1.3% nationally, but healthcare employment expanded by 3.5%. But as reported in the New York Times, last year, health industry payrolls grew by just 1.4%, almost a percentage point below the average annual increase during the decade prior to the 2007-2009 recession. For WYPR and my health-conscious producer, Tom Welch, I'm Anirban Basu.